Let me welcome you to 2020, a whole new year, fresh new year. How do you stay on track to get your goals, to reach your goals and create the things you want to create? Let's talk about it on today's Coach's Corner. Today's edition of Coach's Corner, the gift of momentum. This is episode number 78. Sponsored today by a free ebook I think you should get your hands on, Top 10 Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. And if you go to robertimbrialli.com/top 10, you can download my ebook absolutely free. And I would encourage you to do so if you're in business of any kind, because it is very, very valuable. All right, everyone, welcome to this first edition of Coach's Corner for 2020. And what I wanted to share with you today is kind of fun, because a lot of folks would wonder about achieving their goals. And we know that 2019 for some people was a rough year. Maybe for you it was a rough year. Maybe it wasn't a rough year. But you look at 2019, and you what you want to do is you want to look at 2020, and you want to say it's going to be a better year. Now, just the act of saying that isn't necessarily going to make it a better year, right? You got to do something more than that. So you can look at the 2020 and you could say, okay, 2019, you know, some stuff happened I really didn't like. I want things to be different in 2020. How am I going to go about making them different? How am I going to go about changing the fabric of what my life looks like so that, in fact, you know, there is something better to look forward to in the coming year? Now, one thing that I do right off the bat is I'll always go and write a little list. And I'll say everything that I did not like in the previous year. Let me talk about the things I didn't like. Well, I didn't like working with that kind of client. Or, you know, I took on a project that I probably shouldn't have taken on. I kind of knew intuitively that wasn't the right project for me. But for some reason, I decided I was going to take it. And I took that project, and it didn't turn out to be something that I really wanted. And I won't do it again. I've been looking at a lot of the consulting work that I'm doing. And I'm getting a little bit pickier this year, for instance. I'm saying, oh, this kind of consulting work, yeah, it's very lucrative. Pays a lot of money, pays the bills for sure. But on the other hand, is it something that I really want to do, or do I want to do something different? So I get the opportunity to kind of pick and choose. So all the things I don't want, that's the first part of the list. The next part of the list is, what do I want to change? What things do I want to be different than they were in the previous year, right? So your list is going to be whatever it is. It's going to be a lot different than mine, I'm sure. But look at what you did last year, what you didn't like, and say, I want less of that. Make a list of things you do want and say, I want more of those. And then the next step to this is pretty simple, actually. And it's one thing that I learned many, many years ago, is this idea of momentum, right? And momentum truly and honestly is a gift. Now, when you think about this in terms of a snowball, like a little snowball, pack a little bit of snow together in your hands, right? Pack it together. And you're at the top of a mountain, and you put that snowball down in the snow, no harm done, right? It's nothing. It's light. It's not a problem. If you were able to get that snowball to go downhill, and it may take a little bit of effort to get it going. As it goes, it's going to continue to pick up snow, and it's going to get bigger and bigger, and it's going to be going faster and faster. Now, what started out as something really small, right, and you might say pretty insignificant, by the time it's at the bottom of the hill, what's it look like? It's bigger, it's faster, and my oh my, it is a force to be reckoned with, right? So this is what momentum is in our lives. It looks a little bit like that. At first, it doesn't have a whole lot of anything. You might be looking at some of the goals you want to set for your year, and you might be wondering about it. You might be saying, well, I've got these goals, these things I want to create, but in reality, I'm not getting what I need to get out of life. I really want a little bit more. I want to go to the next level, and I really want to take things up. I want to ramp things up in this area of my life or that area of my life. Pick one area for one to start with. So let's say you want to lose weight. Right? This is an easy example because it's numbers, right? So numbers always make things easy. Anything you can measure is easy to manage, right? So you know where you are. You can check in a lot. All right, let's talk about a goal that you can measure. And really, any goal that you can measure is easy to measure because you can check in very often. So anything that has numbers attached to it is very easy. So money is easy. Losing weight is easy because you know how many pounds you want to lose. Money is easy because you know how many dollars you want to make, right? So I have people who come to me and they say, oh, I want to make $1 million over the course of the next year. Great, great. You know how much it is monthly? And they go, well, I have no idea. I just want $1 million because I've got a year. I can do $1 million. Great. How much you need to do every month? It's around $88,000 a month. Okay, what are you doing now? Well, I'm doing about $4,000 a month. And that gap is pretty big, right? That's a pretty big jump. It's like trying to navigate a staircase, if you will. If you're walking somewhere and you see a staircase, you're at the bottom step and you want to jump to the very top in one step. It's really hard to do. In fact, for some people, impossible to do, right? And it's a little bit like that with money. If you say, here, I am at, right now I'm at $5,000 a month, but I want to go to $88,000 or $90,000 a month, whatever your number is, that's not going to happen in one jump, right? What you can do, and what I would encourage you to do, is break that down a little bit and say, okay, this month I'm at $5,000, next month I want to be at $7,000. That's easier. That's a softer goal. You might say, oh, come on, Rob, it's too slow. I can't operate at that. We're not asking you to operate slow forever. What we're asking you to do is start to build momentum. And the momentum is, I have $5,000 this month. Next month, I'll do the same five, but I'm going to push a little bit and I'm going to get to seven. I learned something. I'm going to grow a little bit. I'm at seven. Now I want to get to nine. Or maybe you push it and say, I want to get to 10 or maybe 12. What happens is just a little step at a time. 6 months out, you might be looking at $20,000 a month, right? 10 months out, you might be closer to 50. A year and a half, 18 months from now, you may be getting close to $80,000 or $90,000 a month. 3 years from now, you may hit that $1 million mark, right? So that really what we're looking at is, how do we build that momentum? How do we get out of our routines, if you will, because we all have them. We all do the same thing again, 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 again. How do we get out of those routines so that we can then create something that is really building momentum, building steam every single day? Okay, let me give you the trick that I use. It is a very simple trick. You can use any software. I happen to use a software called OneNote. Evernote would work, Notepad would work, any note-taking software you might have on your Mac, your PC, on your iPad, your Surface tablet, whatever, anything would work. Here's all I want you to do. On the top of the page, very top, before you write down your to-do list, because this is going to manage your to-do list, I want you to write down what your goal is for the year. And it could be monetary, it could be weight loss, it could be relationship-related. Relationship-related, a little tougher, but not impossible, because there's not, you know, it's hard to measure a relationship in terms of numbers. But you can do, you know, other things, other ways to measure how you're doing in your relationship. So I want you to keep that goal in front of you so that you see it every single day. And the more you see it, the more you pay attention to it, the more likely you're going to give time to it. So what I want you to do then is, on every day on your to-do list, this is important now, I want you to block out time to make progress on your goal. Because here's what happens. Here's the caveat, and here's the challenge. A lot of people get caught in, the trap they get caught in. Great goals. Wonderful, wonderful goals. You know what time they dedicate to it every day? Zero. Why? Because life gets in the way. And let me tell you something. I know about life getting in the way. Life gets in the way of a lot of things. A lot of things I want to do, life gets in the way. Life gets in the way means that the phone rings. Someone has an emergency. There's new clients coming in. There's, you know, travel that needs to be done. There's a family emergency. There's just life, and it just gets in the way sometimes. So when I was working in the corporate world way back when, back in 1995, last year I worked in corporate America, one of the things that I knew that I wanted to do, I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to be out on my own. But I couldn't just jump and quit my job because I didn't have anything built up. So where would I be jumping? I'd be jumping into an abyss. I don't recommend that, right? Some people say, oh, I want to do it. No, I don't recommend that at all. What I do recommend is a smart process. And what I did is I started to build momentum towards the point at which I could then leave the corporation. Me personally, and I don't know it's for everybody, but for me personally, that took about 90 days. What do I mean by 90 days? What was I doing in those 90 days? I decided I was going to start a business. I gave it a name. I got it registered. I didn't incorporate yet, but I just got the business registered. And every single day, that's what was on my mind. Top of my list was, what am I doing for my business? So I made sure that every day I eked out some time. In the morning, it would be 15 minutes to 30 minutes before I had to rush, get in traffic, and get to my day job, right? At lunchtime, no responsibilities. I could do whatever I wanted. I bought a cell phone. I could make phone calls. Oftentimes, I drive somewhere and do an errand. I was eating lunch while I was driving. You know, the criteria for my lunch back then was, you know, could I drive while eating? That was the criteria for the quality of the lunches that I was having, because I was always running errands. I was always doing something. I was either making a phone call, back then, you know, there weren't any laws about using your cell phone while driving. So I did, you know, and I was doing those kinds of things on a regular basis, by the way. I was always looking for, you know, what I needed to get done. What was that next step? So morning, noon, and then when I got home at night, I would dedicate a minimum of 2 hours to working on my business. Now, that entailed writing copy. That entailed, back in 1995, I did actually have a website back then. My first website was back in 1993, so I had a website back then, so I would work on my website. I would work on emails. There wasn't email marketing as we know it here. It was very different back then, but yeah, I would send emails to people. And not everyone had email back then, if you could believe it. Not everyone was on email yet. And I would do whatever I needed to do every single day so that I start to build momentum. When 90 days came around, my boss brought me into his office and he asked me a simple question. He says, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I said, that's a very good question. I looked him right in the eye and I said, in 5 years, I see myself sitting in your seat. He didn't like that answer. And I said, I know that's not going to happen. You own the company. You're not going to give me your company or sell me your company or whatever. He says, nope, not likely. I'm going to be here until I retire. I said, I know you are. You love this company. You love what you're doing. That's fantastic. Here's what I propose we do. I propose that I work for you just 2 days a week. You can drop my salary by 66%. Pay me what you normally pay me. Just pay me 2 days a week. That's it. And the reason that I brought that up, that number up, was because I knew that with 2 days a week of guaranteed income, I was able to pay rent, pay my car, and feed myself. Couldn't do much else, but I could do at least those things, right? So I had a car, I could put gas in it, I could drive, I could do whatever I need to do. And then I had 3 days with which I could dedicate to my business. So it didn't really take long. I had him for a client, by the way, he's my very first client. They kept me on that program for a year before they actually found someone full-time to replace me because they were doing other things. But it was really interesting because a really good year where I had some foundational income to then go ahead and build my business. I left the corporate world in 95 and never looked back. Never been back in corporate America. Always been working for myself. Always been doing this. Every year I do the same thing. I say, I'm going to, you know, set up some goals for myself. Here's the things I want to do. And then I work to build momentum. What do I need to do every single day? And I find time to do it because it is so easy to let life get in the way. It's so easy to get carried away and not focus on your goals. A week goes by. 2 weeks goes by. By the time 3 weeks goes by, you've forgotten about your goals. Don't do that. Put them somewhere where you're going to see them every day. Post-it note on the side of the computer if that works for you. I don't like post-it notes on my computer. I like to see my computer clean, right? I don't want post-it notes there. But I know that I'm in OneNote every single day. I know that my to-do list is in OneNote. If I put it right at the top and put it in red, I know that I'm going to see it every single day. And you know what? I do. And that's fantastic because then I ask the question, okay, here's the things I need to do. And I make my list in order. So the top three are the musts. I must do these three things today. I don't ever put more than three musts on the list because you're normally not going to get that done. Here are my three musts. And then where is the time I'm going to spend working on that goal? Where am I going to find it? Is it going to be first thing in the morning when the energy is good? Is it going to be after lunch? Is it going to be after dinner? Some nights I'll work late. After dinner, sure, I could do that, not a problem, right? So what I'm getting at here, and you should be thinking about it in terms of this, is that you want to build momentum, and momentum is a little bit at a time, small step at a time, small step at a time. But what happens is small step, small step, small step, small step, small step. Before you know it, you'll look back and you'll go, wow, I've really come a long way. I've really come a long way. I've made tremendous progress on the goals that I've set for myself. Now, a lot of people will just tell you, well, set the goals and, you know, work on them or focus on them. But you need a little bit more structure than that. And that is a very, very simple structure that I use. And it works exceptionally well because my goals are in front of me all the time. They're always in front of me. And, you know, the truth of the matter is sometimes what sounds really good December 31st with a glass of champagne in your hands may get refined and revised as you go along. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know what? On New Year's Eve, that glass of champagne was speaking and it really said I wanted $1 million this year. I'd be happy making $250,000, right? Might be some of the refinements you might make. Fantastic. It's just a fine tuning of the goal. It's okay. And then you might say, well, you know, I decided that I wanted $1 million in this year, but you know, I could see that I can get there. So maybe I'm going to bump the goal up, and maybe I'm going to see if I can get to 1.5 million or 2 million, depending on what kind of business you're running, right? That's okay too. So the goals don't have to be static. They can be a little bit dynamic. Just don't drop them to the point where they're meaningless to you, right? Always put them where at a point where you have to stretch a little bit to achieve them. Now, as a coach, I work with clients who come to me this time of year and they say, here's what I want for the new year. I was doing this last year. Here's the stuff I didn't like. And I have them give me their lists of what they didn't like. And then I go, what is it that you really want? What do you really want to accomplish in this new year? And they give me the list. And then I can hold them accountable for it. And then what I do is I make a plan with them. We sit down and we etch out a plan. Okay, what are the things that you can do every day to make progress on your goals? So some of the things that come up are kind of interesting because you might look at it and you might say, well, what are the things you can do every single day? Well, some people might say, well, I can make a phone call. Well, great. Let's find out where you need to make phone calls. You need one Wednesday, you need one Thursday, you need one Friday. You know, where do you want to put the phone calls in? What else can you do? Well, you know, I can write some copy, or I can create a blog post, or I can pull out my cell phone and I can create a video. You know, all the things that you can do that are going to lead to help you building your business, all of those things. And it all matters too. So the question I would ask you is make another list. I love these lists, huh? Of all the things you know you can do, all the tasks you know you can do that will help move you in that direction. You're not going to do them all. You're not going to do them all at once. But if you can give attention to just a few of those tasks every day, you know, I've got to write a blog post. Okay, great. How long is that going to take you? Well, you know, don't write them that often. Might take me 2 hours. Okay, maybe you start it on Monday, you finish it on Tuesday. See how that works? I have to make a phone call. I have to call a potential client. Okay, great. When are they in the office? When can you reach them? Well, you know, I've got a lot going on this week. You know, maybe I'll put it on for Friday and I'll do it at my lunchtime. Or, I'll call them first thing Monday morning before anything else happens. You know, I'll get in the office real early and I'll give them a call. Whatever it is that you need to do, you can do it. The question is, are you going to make the time for it, or are you going to let your life get in the way and take up, suck the air, if you will, out of your dreams and goals? So I would suggest not to do that. I would suggest to start to build momentum and really look at, not getting discouraged because you're making such slow progress. You know, the tortoise always wins the race, right? More so than the hare. So you want to make a little bit of progress, a little bit of progress, a little bit of progress. The key here is two things. It's consistency, and it is never letting go, right? Consistency means you're doing something every day, consistently bang, 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 bang. It's happening every day like a machine, bang, bang, bang. You're getting something done every single day. And the commitment to it means that you're not going to let go. You're not going to change it. You're not going to drop it. You know, oh, I don't feel like I'm making enough progress. It's going a little bit too slow. No. What I want you to do is to keep doing it, because there's going to come a moment and someone's going to look at you, and all of a sudden they're going to look at you and say, my God, Rob, you're so lucky. Look at all that you've accomplished. And of course, what I do is I laugh, because I know that it took what it took. It took a lot of days. It took a lot of effort. It took a lot of little steps along the way to get the big thing that they're now seeing. They're seeing the big thing. The big thing just didn't appear. It took a while to get there. You know, sometimes it's faster than other times, but it does take a while to get there. And I would say, be patient with the process, be consistent with the process, get in there, do the things you know you need to do. And when you're doing those things, things will improve. They will get better for you, better and better and better. And that's really all we're asking for. A little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, you'll start to achieve your goals. If you need help, reach out. Send me an email. Join, you know, my group, become one of my group coaching clients and be part of what I'm doing, because that's what I do with my clients. I really help them keep on track, and I give them new resources regularly. So, for instance, if they're trying to do something they've never done before, I can give them resources. I can help them. I can walk them through it, or I can offer sometimes even do some of the stuff for them. Help them along. You know, that's the goal. It's I want to help you along, get you to what you want to accomplish in your life. So if you need a little help, reach out. My email address is the same as it's always been, robert@ultimatewealth.com. And I would love to help you make 2020 the year you'll remember. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you again on the next episode of Coach's Corner.